All we're saying is that the TRC have submitted her report, and let's forget about timeline. Those recommendations that are implementable will be implemented. Those, of course, have constitutional implications. Definitely, I mean, the courts or whatever institutions available will be the one to make such determination.
Who makes that decision? President Sirleaf or the Liberian people should make that decision?
Well, that's the decision the Liberian people are making. Town hall meetings have been held by members of the legislature. Reaction have been missed, but we think overwhelmingly from most quarters, they are saying that they prefer restorative form of justice. They want the maintenance of peace and what have you.
Mr. Sia, is the president concerned that any failure to implement this will be considered as her violating a Liberian law?
No, but also our constitution says any law that contravenes the constitution of the Republic of Liberia, such laws are null and void.
The government of Liberia, me, President Sirleaf, is she not concerned that these technicalities might be considered as an attempt on the part of her government not to implement the Truth Commission's report?
Well, no, I mean, it's not a matter of technicality, it's a matter of doing what is proper on our constitution. For example, if the TRC is calling for people to be banned for 30 years, as an example, our constitution says the only penalty or crime that carries banning from public office is treason, and it calls for 5 years. So there is nowhere in our laws that calls for 30 years. So you see clearly this is in contravention of our constitution.
As I said again, 90 days have passed. So what's the next step on the part of the president?
The next step is that we are not in a hurry. We want to make sure this thing is done right. It has to do with the Liberian people. And so timeline, yes, but we are concerned about doing it right. And so we are not going to be pressurized by some timeline.